What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Dan in Washington State. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Mike. I just called about the Monroe Doctrine. I heard a lot of people kind of using that to justify interference in Venezuela and, in the media and stuff. And then I looked into it, though, and basically it says we have the, or the doctrine was we would have the right to keep any European power from going into South America. But on condition that, but the other side was that we wouldn't interfere in Europe's affairs. So to me, that whole doctrine was void, null and void, like in World War One.
Oh, so, absolutely. To me, probably even before that.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know, that whole, it's just a stupid argument. That was a long time ago when Monroe lived, you know? So,
yes.
I don't know. But so am I correct there? I mean, that's what it's saying, right? I mean, are people actually using that? They say it like that's our policy or something, but they don't look at the other side as far as...
No, they don't know what's actually in it. I mean, somebody just says, Monroe Doctrine says we can do this, and everyone says, okay, the Monroe Doctrine says we can do this, and they don't actually look at it. And you're absolutely right. The Monroe Doctrine was rendered null and void by U.S. interference in Europe, at least starting with World War One.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks. That was my main point on that thing. So it's just interesting they keep bringing that up. You know, they just, like you said, they just keep repeating it and repeating it.
Yep.
Anyway. All right. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. You got it. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and go to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. A couple of things on my mind. It wasn't too long ago that Trump was at 38%. And all of a sudden, the Democrats really backed up the truck and really poured out, really dumped a lot of communism on the country. Then New Yorkers started cheering, having abortions outside the womb. I mean, I don't know here about this, but, you know, something, I smell a rat. You know, I've always said that, you know, it's just it's a two-party system. I've always said that don't believe anything you see on TV. And I think this is all about keeping Trump in office. How could you not want to, how could, all of a sudden Trump shows up on his white horse. He's going to save babies. And he's going to stop socialism. Well, hell, he signed off on $500 million for Planned Parenthood. I mean, I found it kind of coincidental that all of a sudden all this nonsense came out of the Democrat Party, and then they all started cheering, you know, killing babies. And then Trump, he's all of a sudden he's up to 52%, and his wall is only 55 miles long. It's amazing.
Well, I think what's going on is the Democratic Party right now, they're moving even further to the left, as evidenced by this stuff about you can, you know, have an abortion right up to the moment of birth. And I think most Americans are starting to turn off from that. And Trump, for all of his shortcomings and failings, is still looking good to the American people, not because he's actually doing a better job, but because the Democrats appear to be kind of self-destructing, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, you know, as far as the wall goes now, you know, all parties concerned in this wall, always been, they've been planning on building a wall in the Rio Grande Valley down there for a long time, because the abortion industry has basically been run out of the valley by the Mexicans. They've been torching the abortion clinics, threatening the doctors, and then they skip across the river. And this has been planned for a long time. And it's amazing how the wall has all came down to just that 55-mile stretch in the Rio Grande Valley. You know, this has been planned a long time ago. If you think what's the new slogan? Finish that wall. Finish that
yes.
wall. American people are really as unsophisticated as you possibly can get. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? You know, you were just talking about connections possibly between Israel and Saudi Arabia. I'm trying to find out information, as much information as I can right now on the Talmud. You know, I go to different websites and stuff, and well, basically in YouTube, and there's Israeli News Live, where this guy who's a, what do you call it again, a Masonic Jew. In other words, he believes in Jesus Christ.
Okay. The Christian Zionist?
He's not really a Christian Zionist either. No, he's against a lot of these wars. He talks against the New World Order. I mean, he's a good guy. I mean, it's a guy, Stephen DeNoon is his name. But his wife gave a speech about the Talmud, and there's things about that Talmud. Evidently, there's two kinds of Talmuds. There's one a Babylonian Talmud, and another they say is connected to the Torah, but which is really the Old Testament.
Yes.
But this Babylonian, this Talmud that seems to be followed in Israel, very similar to certain parts of the Quran. Like it's okay to lie to a non-Jew. It's they really curse out Jesus Christ. But what I'm saying
I got exposed to that kind of stuff during my first marriage. And it's pretty nasty.
But it's my opinion. I'm starting to think that there might be a connection through that Talmud and through the Wahhabi part of the Islamic religion with the Saudis. Is a connection between parts of Judaism, sort of cultish form of Judaism, and a cultish form of Islam, which have very similar, even the way they dress. Like you look at these, what do you call them, Chabad Lubavitches, man? And you look at the way they dress and stuff, and the way the women have to walk behind the men, and the what do you call it again? The Saudis, the way the Saudis run the things, very similar. And
there's a lot of cultural connections with all of those groups. Because remember, if you go back far enough, it was just a bunch of Bedouin tribes all over that area, and it wasn't carved up into the nations that we know as the Middle East today until the end of World War I. So, but I think overwhelmingly the main connection between these governments is political expediency and economics. And certainly, you know, Israel would want to actually have good relations with those other nations, but needed to maintain that illusion of being under threat from them in order to extract more military aid from the United States. I think that's all that there is to it.
You might be right, Mike, but I have a sneaking suspicion that there's more to it than that. I even heard that, for instance, you know, you talk about the, what do you call those people again, the Central Europe, not Central Asia,
the Ashkenazi.
Khazarians, yeah.
Oh, the Khazars, yes.
Yeah, there might be some connection there that the Saudis also might have some people coming from the Khazars, the Khazars, whatever they call themselves, and a certain amount of Jews.
Not really, because if you look at the Khazarians, who are now the Ashkenazi, they look Central Asian. They've got a very pale skin. They don't look Middle Eastern at all, as opposed to the Saudis, who very clearly come from Arabic, you know, genetic lines.
Well, wait a minute, Mike. Look at the Georgians. Look at people look at the Turks. They don't look pale skinned to me at all. I mean, they're fairly dark, swarthy-skinned people. The same thing with most of Central Asia. Some may be light-skinned, even the Iranians, which is really part of
Okay, Mark, area. Okay. I'm talking about if you look at the Ashkenazi Jewish population today, they have pale skin. They don't look Middle Eastern. The Saudis look Middle Eastern. Okay, Mark, I think you're pushing a bad position here. I don't think there's anything to this idea. I think that this alliance, which was hidden, is based purely in politics and economics and expediency. Anyway, we're going to let you go. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. And we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now joining our network. So, again, going on back a few days, there was this revelation that Israel has actually had secret relations with its Mideast neighbors, including Saudi Arabia, going back about 25 years. Well, now we've got this Mideast summit up in Warsaw, Poland. And Netanyahu is basically up there. This conference is co-hosted by the U.S. and Poland. It's supposed to overtly be focused on Mideast peace and security. Around 80 countries are participating, including Israel, but Iran was not invited. And that is very telling, because Netanyahu is saying that the focus of this conference is going to be on Iran. And believe it or not, this story just came out in Russia Today. The Israel and Arab nations discuss common interests of war with Iran. So there it is. Everybody's going to get together and gang up and whoop on Iran. So anyway, meanwhile, Israel has sent another warning to Iran that Israel's missiles can travel very far. So they're rattling the sabers over there. If you are parents of military-age children, get ready to say goodbye to them. They're gonna have to do a draft. If they're going into Venezuela, which is some heavy bush, and they're getting ready to go into Iran, there's going to have to be a draft. The United States is simply spread too thin all over the world. We have military forces of varying sizes and capabilities in 39% of the world's nations. Speaking of Iran, there was a suicide attack that killed 20 members of the Revolutionary Guards, and it was a car bomb. And I'm wondering if this is the beginning of a destabilization campaign. Now, interestingly enough, up at the International Court of Justice, they have issued a ruling allowing Iran to proceed with their efforts to recover $2 billion in funds frozen by the United States. Now, this goes back to the P5 plus one deal, where Iran agreed to all the requirements to curtail their nuclear activities and even limit the ones they're allowed under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and the U.S. would unfreeze the funds and return the money. The U.S. never did. Now the U.S. is trying to hang on to the money by claiming that it's going to be paid to survivors and relatives of a 1983 terrorist attack in Lebanon, which the U.S. blamed on Iran, but provided absolutely no proof that it actually happened. There was even another case where the U.S. blamed Iran for 9/11. And said some of this money that we've frozen from Iranian assets is going to go to them. So the International Court of Justice may be having the final word on all of this. But again, it reinforces it's all driven by the money. It's all about grabbing the money and using that money to wield power, because that's what money is. It's tokenized power. You got enough money, you can get anybody to do anything here. Another little article, this is a look back, it's from truthout.org, and it's basically starting with the fact that Iran is just now celebrating the 40th anniversary of the 1979 revolution, where the Shah of Iran was driven from power and the Islamic Republic basically came into existence, at which point Iran went from being really good friends with the United States to being a bitter enemy. And this article basically talks about how this all got started and how the suffering of the Iranian people has made in USA stamped on it. Because it goes all the way back to 1953, when the United States basically threw out the elected president of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh, and installed that tyrant, the Shah. And Mohammad Mossadegh was the democratically elected prime minister of Iran. He was deposed and imprisoned at the behest of Dwight Eisenhower and Winston Churchill, and it was all about getting Iran's oil at a discounted price. That's what it was about. Again, money, access to oil, pardon me. Over in Iraq, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is over there trying to visit and calm things down, because the Prime Minister of Iraq is adamant There will be no permanent foreign bases in Iraq. The war is over. It is time for you to go. Now, the United States obviously wants to stay in Iraq, at least in Baghdad. They built that huge embassy, which appears more to be a regional military control center. And Iraq wants them gone. Iraq members of parliament see little reason for a large U.S. military presence to remain, and they're absolutely true. Will the U.S. leave? Of course not. They're garrisoning the world the way ancient Rome did. Meanwhile, even though the Taliban and Afghan officials are trying to talk peace and end the war, U.S. airstrikes are the highest in a decade. Last year, the U.S. dropped 7,362 weapons on Afghanistan in various air campaigns. That's the highest number of strikes since the Pentagon started releasing figures. But the fact of the matter is the airstrikes have done little to help matters on the ground. So, anyway, we'll see what happens there. I mean, that's kind of, to me, a dumb thing to do. When you're trying to talk peace and end a war, you send in more bombers. Russia's UN envoy, Vasily Nebenzia, speaking before the United Nations Security Council, is accusing the United States of being the puppet master behind the whole Maidan Theater, which overthrew Yanukovych and installed Poroshenko, and says that basically it is the United States that is encouraging Ukraine's provocations against Russia and then attempting to cover them up and protect them. And it does make sense. And again, it's great that this is getting out before the UN Security Council, but the UN Security Council will be absolutely helpless to do anything about it because of the United States' permanent veto. Sergey Lavrov is out there saying that the EU basically knuckled under to the United States on these new sanctions on Russia, and basically says it proves that the member states of the EU itself, really cannot make choices for themselves, that they are under the control of the United States. And again, we're heading in such a dangerous, dangerous direction. You know, there are some days this show gets really, really hard to do when I'm looking at all this stuff and thinking about it here. By the way, have you noticed, and there's this article, again, Russia Today, we have this politically correct culture where you have to be very careful about what you say about other people, how you describe them. But this article points out it doesn't apply to Russians. You can say anything bad about Russians that you want. It's perfectly acceptable in our politically correct culture, along apparently these days with white people. Now, interestingly enough, even though the United States has pulled out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, and Moscow is saying they will not deploy weapons, and now NATO is saying, well, we're not going to deploy any weapons either, at least for the moment. It's a push. I think maybe the NATO nations and Russia just don't want to go back to that very expensive and very dangerous practice of aiming missiles at each other all across Europe. And I'm sure the Europeans are going to breathe a sigh of relief at that news. I just hope that that's going to hold. Maybe NATO and Russia ought to negotiate their own Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Unfortunately, the United States is a member of NATO, and they're going to block it. But if NATO doesn't want to put the missiles in there and Russia doesn't want to put missiles in there, what's the United States plan? All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the postal address, if you would like to support Republic Broadcasting, and we do need your help. There's no other way to say it. We need your help to stay on the air, to stay broadcasting. Pardon me. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit card or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. Okay, so Pompeo is still traveling all over Europe and, spreading U.S. militarism here. And he's out there making a statement saying that he's ready to help Europe reduced the risk of Russia's meddling in elections. This coming hard on the heels of that Senate intelligence report that said there was no collusion. Russia wasn't meddling at all. And I guess the message is, if anybody is going to meddle in the European elections, it will be the United States of America. But it's more propaganda. Ooh, Russia's bad. Russia's bad. Russia's doing all these horrible things. Now, the United States wants Poland to loosen their ties with China and Iran in exchange for military bases. In other words, Washington wants an increased U.S. military presence in Poland, which will bring money into Poland. And in exchange, Poland will refuse to engage in closer cooperation with China and Iran. So that's the deal. Be interesting to see what Poland decides they want to do, if they even want U.S. military bases. Ultimately, it's going to come down to a spreadsheet somewhere. How much are we getting from the U.S. military bases, and we're required to do more business with the United States, versus how much better off are we doing business with Iran and China, especially with that One Road, One Belt project coming along rapidly. Business with China is going to be very good. But we'll see what happens with that. Now, Netanyahu is confirming that Israel shelled the Syrian province. He says it's to prevent Iran entrenchment. The other day he said it was to target Hezbollah. And this put Netanyahu at odds with his own military commanders, who generally don't like to talk about these things. But apparently 8 buildings were damaged, including a hospital, which was already vacated from a previous strike, and an observation post. But no matter the excuse, Hezbollah or Iran, Israel is bombing somebody else's country, and that is an act of war. And I admire President Abbas' restraint. He has to know that if he tries to fight back, that's Israel's excuse to just come on in and go full bore. Actually, it would be America. It would be the United States coming back on in. Okay. So, apparently, there are accusations that the Lebanese movement, Hezbollah rather, is buying U.S. and British weapons and equipment from former members of the Free Syrian Army. This is one of the U.S.-backed splinter groups. And that's always a problem. When you go on in and you put these weapons into these areas, they start to spread on out and they get into the hands of people who may not like this country. So, okay. Interestingly enough, as you know, there have been these protests, the Great March of Return along the Gaza border. Israel has been shooting a lot of people, killing a lot of people, injuring a lot of people. And some of the wounded have been suing for damages. And apparently the Israeli Supreme Court is saying that Israel is immune from all damages because these protesters were operating in an area defined by Israeli law as an enemy territory. So basically that's it. Palestinians in Gaza are not entitled to seek compensation from Israel because they live in an enemy entity. Just gets worse and worse for those Palestinian people here. And, of course, if you look back at what's going on in Hebron, where Israel basically kicked out this multinational observer force, and the speculation now is that Israel now wants to basically move on Hebron itself. It's the largest Palestinian city in the West Bank, but Israel is already working to try and eject the Palestinians, and it looks like they just want to take it on over, and that's the reason they wanted the observers out. And there's another story that came on out from Middle East Monitor where Israel is preventing Palestinians from trying to document the Hebron settler crimes. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about events going on down in Israel. And as you know, they're coming up on elections in April. Netanyahu's poll numbers are heading down, and his primary challenger, Benny Gantz, his numbers are going up. We're still waiting to hear if Israel's attorney general is going to just come out with those indictments. Apparently, Netanyahu asked them to be held off until after the elections. The attorney general indicated that was not possible, but the indictments still have not come on down. If anybody was hoping that Benny Gantz might be an improvement on Benjamin Netanyahu, you're in for a disappointment, because in his campaign speeches, he's out there talking about how Israeli settlements are of strategic security and spiritual value. And apparently is out there saying he wants to strengthen the settlement blocks in the occupied Golan Heights, from which we will never retreat. The Jordan Valley, which is what they call the West Bank, will remain our eastern security border. So it's not going to be an improvement here. Now, Hamas representatives are up in Russia, meeting with the Russian government, and they're trying to figure out a way to solve the Palestine crisis. And They said it's going to be based on several issues, starting with a rejection of the so-called deal of the century, which clearly the Palestinians don't want. It's a raw deal. First and foremost, I mean, it's completely one-sided in favor of Israel, including requiring the Palestinians to forego their right of return to their original homes and villages taken from them by the creation of the State of Israel. Now, the United Nations promised the Palestinians a right of return. Israel itself promised the Palestinians a right of return, and now they want to renege on the deal. So apparently one of the issues Hamas has raised is they do not see Gaza and the West Bank being separate independent states. It's all going to be one. Under who, we don't know, but there's been a lot of friction lately between the Palestinian Authority, which seems to be in a period of political chaos, and Hamas. Now, here's a little bit of good news. Over in Maryland, Saeed Saqib Ali, he's a software engineer and a former state delegate. He's suing Governor Larry Hogan over this new anti-BDS law because he wants to apply for state contracts. And Maryland's law basically says that if you support boycott, divestment, sanctions, you are not allowed to engage in business with the state. And so Saeed is taking them to court, and I wish him a lot of luck. And Saeed said, I want those contracts, but I'm not going to sign, you know, a pledge, you know, in support of Israel. So I'm glad he's going to stand his ground. And I hope this goes all the way to the Supreme Court, because this is, in fact, a First Amendment issue. And do you realize how bizarre it is? First of all, the stunner that so many of our congressional representatives and state representatives are working so hard to help Israel and to protect Israel. And we're turning into a country where it's perfectly okay to criticize the government of the United States of America, but don't you dare criticize the government of Israel. You can criticize the government of Great Britain. You can criticize the government of France. You can criticize the government of Japan. You can criticize the government of Australia, but don't you dare criticize Israel. You're being mean and anti-Semitic there. Over in Turkey, they have launched one of their largest operations yet against alleged supporters of the U.S.-based Muslim cleric who is suspected of leading that attempted coup back in 2016. And they have ordered the arrest of 1,112 people. Well, I remember when that one was going down. Everybody said, oh, yeah. They're toast. We're going to have a new puppet regime over there in Turkey. Now, here's an interesting little story. This is over in the Western Pacific, and this is coming from the British Reuters. U.S. lawmakers apparently yesterday got together for a little ceremony, a celebration, to tout the alliance between Japan, South Korea, and the United States, basically reinforcing the trilateral relationship. The problem is, of course, that right now, South Korea and Japan aren't really getting along all that well. Relations have chilled due to disputes over their wartime history, including Japan's 1910 through 1945 colonization of the Korean Peninsula, as well as allegations of provocations by each country's army. Some wounds apparently do not heal very easily here. One thing that Japan and South Korea do agree on: they see Washington as a major threat to global security. Now, back in 2013, only one quarter of the people from 22 nations saw the United States as a threat to their countries. That figure jumped to 38% in 2017 and hit 45% last year. We're seeing protests all over. There are mass protests in Haiti. What a mess was made of Haiti, especially after that earthquake. The government is blatantly corrupt. Terrible mismanagement. What money was sent in to help the people of Haiti wound up being used to buy up real estate on which resorts are being built. So this neo Duvalier era in Haiti, which has largely been put together by the United States, is starting to fall apart. So will the United States invade Haiti to protect their little regime there? We're going to be all over. Meanwhile, we have this drug war in Mexico, and it is getting bloody. Apparently, 33,000 Mexicans, more than 33,000, were killed in 2018. And much of the violence is a result of the country's long-running drug war. The Mexican government began deploying its military forces around the country in 2006 to confront the drug cartels. Now, remember Fast and Furious? The United States was sending weapons down to those drug cartels. Think about that for a minute here. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Bill in Wisconsin. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, thank you, Michael, for taking the call. A number of things. Senator Ted Cruz has a bill to have El Chapo's assets seized.
Yes.
Supposedly, he has $14 billion in assets, and we could apply that for the wall. So that's
yeah, he started talking about that back in 2017.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm wondering, you know, Trump wants Mexico to pay for the wall. Why not have El Chapo do it? And I would bet that he's probably got CIA connections anyway. I'm surprised, you know, that they've convicted him, but we'll see what happens. The other thing, have you ever heard of Michael Hoffman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's got a book out called The Occult Renaissance Church of Rome. Okay, now, In there's an interesting picture of Judge Antonin Scalia, okay, before a Jewish group attempting to try to reconcile America's laws to the Talmud. An interesting picture, to say the least. Okay.
Well, you know, we have a lot of people who are calling into the show and posting articles on social media saying that U.S. law is basically Talmudic, or it is Islamic or Sharia. And I think it's simple to say U.S. law is U.S. law is U.S. law. And it's basically the result of starting with the foundation of the Constitution, 200 plus years of everybody seeking to spin the government to their own personal advantage. And while I'm sure that people with a certain religious bent are going to try and influence the laws in their direction, I don't think there's any one religion that dominates our legal system, because that's actually prohibited by the First Amendment.
Well, I just thought it was interesting. And he was, you know, a real good friend of, you know, the lady there that's on the court that's supposedly alive or dead or whatever.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, yes.
Yeah, Ginsburg. The other thing, I watched that show last night, and, you know, just to see, the third individual was little Marco Rubio, okay? And he looked nervous through the whole thing, you know, finding your roots. I'm sure he was concerned that they were going to talk about his background as a bubble dancer. But then,
I don't think that's what the show is about. It's more about your ancestry.
Yeah, yeah. But Paul Ryan, okay, his DNA test indicates that he has Ashkenazi Jewish background.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Now, well, those Ashkenazis get around.
Yeah. And he didn't have a lot, but he had more Ashkenazi Jewish background, you know, than Elizabeth Warren has American Indian blood.
Yeah. There's two things to keep in mind. First of all, I don't know which DNA test they're doing on this program. I'm hoping it's going to be a bit more accurate than the home kits, which are very inaccurate. And there's yet another story out there about identical twins who took one of those tests and they got wildly differing results. But you need to understand that if you go back far enough through generation after generation after generation, everybody gets related to everybody else. And it's ridiculous to try and say, oh, my goodness, this person had this ancestry and so forth. Modern genealogists, geneticists, if you will, in France are saying that every French person alive today is related to Charlemagne one way or the other. Apparently, Charlemagne was really busy with all those French farm maids.
Yeah. Well, I, like I said, I thought it was interesting. And is it true, though, that when you do the DNA test through Ancestry, they own your DNA after that?
Yeah, that's a real problem. And that's true of all of the DNA testing services, where basically they say, we now own your DNA. And the idea for that is if they find something interesting in there, they get to patent it and profit from it. And of course, you know, they get to resell your DNA to like government databases and so forth and so on.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's all I got today. Thanks for taking
All right. Well,
the call.
Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. The phone lines are open now. Getting on back down to Mexico here, apparently they have got major strikes all across Mexico. These are wildcat strikes. They're expanding. It started in Matamoros, Mexico, and it's going across the country. And apparently it was started by tens of thousands of workers at 45 maquiladora plants who rebelled last month against the pro-corporate trade unions. And so apparently, along with the drug problems, they've got that now. This brings me to this article that came on out from WSWS.org, basically saying that it looks like there's an upsurge of working class struggles this year. And we've seen it. We saw it with France with the yellow vests. We've seen yellow vests in other countries. And we've had decades in which the class struggle has been suppressed by the trade unions, the working class. And I'm sorry. The working class and the ruling class, basically people are starting to get to their feet and say, this has gone on enough. And wealth inequality, again, it's at record levels in many parts of the world. And you can't have that and not eventually have a revolution. We saw that in revolutionary France. You know, prior to the revolution, I mean, if you looked at the poverty of the French people versus the nobility and the royalty with like Versailles, it was just absolutely insane here. So, yeah, we are seeing a lot more protests. They're not getting coverage on the corporate media. There have been yellow vest protests in the United States, about 20 that I know of. They're getting, okay. Somebody said we could just copyright our own DNA and then sue the DNA testing companies when they try and resell it. anyway, so... Yeah, people are protesting around the world. And I said, I think a couple of years ago, this push to create a global government could create a political climate leading to global revolution. And that may actually be happening. Okay. Now, the United States has just started producing a new nuclear warhead for the Trident submarine-launched ballistic missile. It's called the W-76-2. And it's a mini-nuke. The Trident right now, the standard warhead, has about 100 kilotons. This little mini-nuke is just 5 kilotons. It's a really tiny precision bomb. And the problem with it is that because it is so small, the inhibitions about using it just aren't going to be there. This thing is like one-third of the bomb that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which is still a lot of bomb. But as we edge closer and closer to a third world war and the possibility of a nuclear exchange, you know, having usable bombs, you know, it's a tactile, it's a nuclear hand grenade, if you will. We can go ahead and use that. This isn't a big deal here. And that is of concern, because once you start flinging nuclear weapons, who knows what's going to happen? Besides which, it's still going to shower its target with radioactivity. It's still a nasty, nasty weapon. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones here to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. When you were talking to your last caller there about how they spin the constitution to suit their needs. And that was over, you know, like 200 years ago. You hit the nail right on the head. That's what it is right there. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, what I was saying was we started with the Constitution, then we started adding laws on top of it, but those laws were all being negotiated and debated and lobbied for by people who were trying to basically bias government activity in their favor, either as a business or a political entity or something. And so we have this incredible mishmash of laws, and we've gone a long way from the Constitution. And these days we have a federal government which is openly contemptuous of it, and a Supreme Court which, unfortunately, for the most part, tends to turn a blind eye.
Exactly. And they do it incrementally so as not to, to gain attraction to what they're actually doing. It's how this has been happening for years and years and years now.
Yes.
You know, you just fly just a little bit under the radar, and you just nibble away at something, and then next thing you know, it's like, oh my, look at this.
Yes.
What just happened? You know?
No,
this
has been underway since the end of the Civil War. That's when the United States really began to change, because a big part of what the Civil War was about was the Federalists were trying to intrude into the state's activity, and the states resented it, much like Brussels is intruding into the EU member states. And so that's why the Confederacy seceded. They wanted to be left alone. They wanted to go on running their nation the way the United States had been running up until that point. And Lincoln didn't want the Confederacy to leave because the Confederacy was a source of much revenue. So Lincoln came up with this idea of ending slavery and using that issue to get the Union soldiers to leap into the battlefield. But it was really about money.
Yep. Those southern ports didn't freeze over.
Yes, that's it.
Right?
There's also that.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's all about economics and politics and how they can, you know, twist things to suit their own needs. Alexandria.
Well, look at the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, geez. It's not affordable.
No, it isn't. And it's not about care.
No, exactly. It's health care is not about care. It's about selling people something.
Yes.
And get them to come back. Like you, and you said this lots of times. You want repeat customers. That's what it's all about.
No, there's actually an article up at whatreallyhappened.com about apparently Mexican scientists have found a cure for the HPV.
Yes.
But they're saying, curing people, there's no money in actually curing people. Anyway, got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification.
Mike.
We'll be right back.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.